This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we are coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. I have longtime co-host Michelle Seven with me, and you've flown out here for this event, and you were a bit of a star here today, weren't you, Michelle?
Just today?
Well,
just today? Come on now, Mark.
It's a two-day event.
It's just been fantastic. I think this is like my 10th or so Bitcoin conference.
Yep.
And before I comment on that, I just want to comment on yours and my relationship, because I learned about Bitcoin because of you.
Because of Free Talk Live.
Correct. And it was specifically you, though, because you told me about the luncheon, and it kind of got me thinking. So you really were the very first person. And then Derek J, of course, like, really helped me along. So Free Talk Live and the co-hosts and everything in that community in New Hampshire and the Free State Project really is the background for me in the Bitcoin space and community. And today was, and yesterday actually, was a really, really big deal for me, because it was essentially the first time I've really ever been on stage since I was a teenager. I have horrible stage fright.
Really?
Yeah, terrifying.
Surprise, okay.
and I mean, I can, you know, talk in front of people, but it's just something about the stage and the thing.
Stages are different than, say, the radio or something.
Exactly. And I'm up there yesterday on a panel that was within my wheelhouse and talking about something that I'm really passionate and I love, which is Bitcoin and free market and things. So that went really well, and we had a really good time doing that. I was up on the panel with several, like, four or five other people. Today, however, was a whole different animal.
Okay. Tell me what happened today.
Well, as you said, that we were at the Bitcoin conference, investor conference here in Las Vegas, and the focus that Stephen Michaels wanted to bring.
That's the guy who put the whole thing on.
Correct, yes.
We'll have him on here shortly.
Yes. He's schmoozing. I think he's getting on right now, though.
Okay,
so,
excellent.
So Stephen Michaels invited me, and how he captured my attention, because I was really done doing conferences, and everyone pretty much knows how I feel about regulators and lawyers, but Stephen said, no, what we want to do is bring back the Bitcoin to... we want to bring back Bitcoin to the anarchist and the libertarian root, that, which is the philosophical, you know, cornerstone to cryptocurrency and having ownership of your property. So Stephen was, he caught me with that, and I got to have a panel that will go down historically, I think, as like one of the best panels of like brilliant men in this space and talking about money like ever.
So who did you have on it?
So I wanted to kind of meet different aspects, but gold and Bitcoin were really my biggest interest. So I had former chairman of the U.S. Mint, Edmund Moy, and
he's a great and dynamic speaker. I got to say, we had him on yesterday.
You. Yeah, and he has asked me to teach him for last couple of years about anarchy and to help him with some of the understanding some things. And he has really come a long ways, as he admitted today on the panel. And then I also had Trace Mayer, and he is the he's seed donor to Armory, and then Joseph von Perling, a computer scientist, and then Dr. Craig Wright, who's over in London right now, and then Nick Szabo, who is
the guy who created BitGold.
The precursor and what Bitcoin is basically founded upon, yes.
Okay.
And he's also he, Wei Dai, and Hal Finney were the three cryptographers and computer scientists that created everything that Bitcoin is based on.
It's fascinating, and it just goes to show that like all revolutionary important technologies, it's still built on the shoulders of giants.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this wasn't just created out of whole cloth.
And I got to stand up there, me.
Yeah.
So thank you so much to Free Talk Live and the experience and right away learning to not only being educated about Bitcoin, but also getting to use it, because we were really doing that from the very beginning through charities like Shire Sharing and things like that who accepted Bitcoin. So it was relevant to me every single day. It's not like someone gave me just a wallet and I didn't hear from them or talk about Bitcoin again for a year. So that my foundation really comes out of that. So thank you, Mark.
Yep. And Nick Szabo that you had on the panel, he hasn't done a panel forever.
Since 2004, and he said he wouldn't have done it for anyone else. And I actually... He said yes to me before he said yes to Ethereum, but I'd already promised that I would not let the cat out of the bag. So watching it go across on Twitter that he was going to be speaking at Ethereum, I was like, well, you're going to get a little surprise because I'm going to have him first. So yeah, he was really great, and both he and Craig were laughing and saying, I don't know how you get us to do these things, which is the exact same thing that Adamo Freeman and Pete Eyre and Jason Talley said to me when I had him climbing the scaffolding in Nashville the first time they interviewed me. So I guess I'm like Peter Pan.
Stephen Michaels, thank you so much for having us and putting on this event and having us here at it.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming out and reporting live, interviewing all the great people that we've had here. It's just awesome to be on your show. So thank you.
Absolutely. So I imagine, you've got to see just about every minute of the event, and because you're doing the emceeing for it and that sort of thing, what have you taken away? Because you probably, you're among the learners that are here. Everybody's learning something. So what have you taken away?
Well, it's reinforced my faith and conviction in the core fundamentals of Bitcoin and the people around Bitcoin. So, what my goal with this event was to see if there's anybody out there that still had that burning desire for liberty and saw Bitcoin as a tool for that. And so being able to sit here in this event and have the caliber of presenters that we've had, it was a dream team of people that we could put on the conference.
Sure,
that
sure was.
And so, I couldn't be more pleased. And, I think this sets a groundwork for many more great future conferences. And, of course, Bitcoin Bill did an incredible job in assembling some of these most powerful men. So
that's Michelle Seven's nom de plume.
Yes.
On Twitter.
Yes. But you know how I got the name Bitcoin Bell?
Is it at Bitcoin Bell?
It's at Bitcoin Bell on Twitter, yes. But how I came to adopt that particular name was while I was involved in the Ron Paul campaign, and after being interviewed by Motorhome Diaries and calling into the radio station, a guy by the name of Justin Patak, who works with, he's an economist, works with the Mises Institute, he used to call me Bell. Michelle, my Bell, 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 Bell. So it was just like that was just Bitcoin Bell. It just seemed to kind of have a ring to it, and it's been a fun personality to be, but it's not quite Michelle Seven. There's a bit of a distinction.
For the folks that weren't at the Bitcoin Investor Conference, there's going to be video online in the next few days. We're not exactly sure, but call it 2, 3, maybe 4 days at bitcoininvestor.com. But right now, what do you think, how can we sort of encapsulate the things that they might learn there if they go to bitcoininvestor.com to see the videos or the things they missed, that kind of thing?
Sure. So what they're going to find there is, first of all, they're going to see our speaker list and read the bios and learn a little bit about some of the old timers in the Bitcoin world, but also some new blood. There's people there that also have that burning passion for liberty that maybe is not a common name. And so a lot of people, there's a lot of people like me out there who have been very quiet behind the scenes, but we've been in Bitcoin for many years. And there's an opportunity for those voices to be heard, and that's what we're working on.
One of the things that I found so interesting is I knew that there were really smart smart people, you know, people who are obviously more educated in the area of computers and those sorts of things than I am working on Bitcoin. What I didn't understand was there are 4,000 currently full-time employed developers, and these are, you know, this is the cream of the crop in, you know, the United States and around the world, Western nations. These are the people that are going to steer the world for the next few generations, a few decades. To have so many intelligent and dedicated people working for Bitcoin, I think
brilliant minds.
Well, it's important.
It's the Cyberpunk manifesto that coders. Well,
just one second. I want to talk more about cyberpunks. You can please keep tuned in. Bitcoininvestor.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com. My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
Talk Live. It's Mark Edge bringing it to you live here from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It has been a really great event, and of course, you know, Vegas is awesome. I got to see more than I'm used to seeing of Vegas with coming to the D Hotel here, where Stephen Michaels, you put on the Bitcoin Investor Conference. What made you choose the D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas?
Sure. Number one, I totally believe in, you know, using the currency, using Bitcoin.
Yep.
And
I just bought lunch today down at the D Grill. We had Laura, my wife, and I had lunch, and it was awesome. And we paid in Bitcoin.
Yeah, a great feeling, isn't it, to be able to spend your Bitcoin with someone else who appreciates it? And you know, many, you know, hats off to Derek Stevens, the owner of the D Hotel. You know, he very early on saw the value in Bitcoin and became the first and still the only hotel and casino in Las Vegas that takes Bitcoin, and he's been doing it for years now. And he is not ashamed of Bitcoin. He doesn't call it blockchain. He loves Bitcoin. And so we found it only natural that we wanted to support those people who support Bitcoin. And so the D was just a natural choice for us, and it's worked out fabulously. It's a great place.
It's been a great fit. It is sort of new and hip and young. It has all that feel. Of course, it's got everything going on that casinos have. There's actually a dinner theater here, the number one voted dinner theater in all of Las Vegas. I got to see Marriage is Murder.
How fun!
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I'll admit it. I'm a dinner theater guy, right? I like the idea of getting a meal and then seeing live shows at the same time. And it was very entertaining. It was a great show. They switch it up every 3 months, so yeah. You can come back again and again. They give a little prize if you guess who the mysterious person is
that
committed all the murders. And
Colonel Mustard with the candlestick.
That kind of thing. Yeah, it was great. And they've got comedy here, defending the caveman. So I mean, it's been a great venue, awesome. And downtown Vegas with the Fremont Street experience it's just fantastic. I mean, it's another strip.
Yes, it's they've really turned it around. I've heard several comments today how the strip is the corporate kind of pristine kind of. Very sterile.
Mm-hmm.
And you come downtown and you get the funkiness, and that's
the
perfect.
The Golden Nugget is next door, and that's an historical
absolutely
place.
Yeah. Yeah, and so you have the Wily Rascals down here, and it's perfect for Bitcoiners, so mm-hmm. We blend right in, so.
But last night you hosted this really nice dinner and that I was a guest of, and there were like a dozen or so of us, and we had a little hiccup at the beginning, but it was so awesome, because even in having problems, like we all encounter hiccups and things, but when I am with my Bitcoin friends and at this level of people and the way we interact and are considerate and thoughtful and dynamic thinkers, it just turns me on. Forget about the money thing. I just love to be around this level of just human, yeah. Quite frankly. So this dinner was, I think it's called Andiamo.
Yes.
And it was, we had a really
nice... Oh, you guys went there too last night, huh? So did we. It was awesome.
Yes.
Oh, so I thought you were growling at me and your vein was starting to pop out there. So in any case, late, what you don't know, though, is after this dinner, we all left. And MK Lords, who is with Airbits, we love their wallet, and Nick Savo and I, we wanted to have another drink, and they were closed. But we didn't want to go down with all the loud stuff, and MK had said that she'd like to buy me a drink, and their gates were up and everything, and the Marco, the guy who had taken care of us and everything, and I said, oh, really? We can't get it from here? And he said, for you three. So he brought us the same beautiful wine that we'd had with dinner, and then he gave it to us, and he said that you were so fantastic, and it was such a pleasure to work and serve our table and everything. I love that. I love to get those kinds of comments about people that I care about and how the impression that we left upon the place where we were. We left it better than we found it, and I like that.
Stephen Michaels, a lot of people are, of course, the name Bitcoin Investor Conference, it's going to suggest to them that they're going to come here, they're going to find out ways to invest in Bitcoin, invest their Bitcoins, and make more, would be my guess. Did you find, you know, like a little nugget of information or something? I know I did, and I'm going to share that here in a moment. I'm just asking if you did, as far as, you know, hey, what's the next big thing? What's the way to invest your money and make some money in Bitcoin?
Yes, so the theme of the conference was twofold. One was to focus on the core fundamentals of what the basic value propositions are for Bitcoin, and as Trace likes to say, you know, monetary sovereignty. And power over your own money. You know, Bitcoin is freedom. So we really drove that point home here at the conference. And then we also had the experienced trader folks like Tone Vase and Aaron Zerker from Coinado. And they were able to get up, and, you know, Dr. Joseph Salerno, who is talking about trading arbitrage strategies for small investors. So we've covered the whole gamut, but it was more at the individual small investor level, not the institutional side, although the institutional folks are always welcome here, and we want to attract them in the future. But things I picked up are just a reinforcement of the values of Bitcoin. And, you know, it's young and inefficient, a marketplace, and that gives great arbitrage opportunities. So there's lots of them out there.
Well, I have done interviews with Tone Vase on what he thinks the future of Bitcoin is, and that's going to be coming up later on in the show. And so it's going to be well worth staying tuned for that. But apparently, you know, everybody here that came to a Bitcoin conference believes that Bitcoin's outlook is bullish in the future. I do. I certainly do. I believe that when you've got that many brilliant minds working on something, that it's just going to continue to grow. And Bitcoin has so many advantages against legacy currencies that, and, you know, the blockchain technology obviously is in and of itself a groundbreaking technology. But that Bitcoin offers...
It's the most disruptive technology since the invention of the Internet.
Yeah, disruptive being good in this circumstance. They're beginning to use it.
Well, disruptive, I mean, the idea of disrupting is, you know, when you put should we say goodbye to Stephen? Are you leaving us? You have duties to go to. I can see you making mouthing and little things and everything. And I don't want you to, you know.
I do have to go. We've got another speaker we're wrapping up with here, so I'm going to go transition. But thank you, guys, and thanks for having me on, Mark and Michelle.
Yep. Yes. So you were saying disruptive.
Yes. So, you know, one of the techniques I use with parenting my kids was kind of like distraction. So, you know, they're already moving.
Redirect
exactly,
their attention.
Exactly. So when I think of disruptive, there's that aspect of it, you know, too. So, no, I think it's like the word anarchy. People go, they hear disruptive and they think that that's a negative thing. And I
think that disruptive...
I think it's neutral. That's what you're doing with it.
But disruptive is getting used more and more in the business sphere as, you know, the new thing. It comes... It's
transforming the narrative.
Yeah, it's coming in. It's things are changing. And, you know, that's how the world is. And we're going to see more and more change as time goes by, not less and less. Sorry. You know, I know it's you know, hair-raising, but you're just going to see more and more change as time goes by. So, there's going to be more coming here from Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's Mark with you.
And Michelle Seven.
Michelle Seven, thank you so much for sitting in with me. I really do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Free Talk Live.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, coming live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's Mark with you.
And Michelle Seven.
Michelle, you have lined up another guest for us, and please tell me who this is.
Yes, I am very excited to introduce you to Daniel Krawitz, I think is how you pronounce his name.
Very good.
Thank you. And he is someone who I think is really special, and what he brings along with Pierre Richard and Michael Goldstein to the Bitcoin space. Is okay. Something called the Satoshi Nakamoto Institute.
So Satoshi Nakamoto is the guy who, the pseudonym of the person who created
person
Bitcoin.
Or people, yeah. Whatever, yeah, who wrote the white paper for Bitcoin, yes. And so, Daniel, can you please say a little something, tell us about what you're doing, the papers you're writing, and what you've enjoyed about the conference, please?
Sure. Well, Bitcoin grew out of a movement called the cypherpunks, which were active on the internet from the 80s and 90s. And they figured out everything about online anonymity and running society by digital signatures rather than centralized control. This movement, there is an attempt to marginalize this movement within the Bitcoin world because cypherpunks were mostly anarchists, mostly anarcho-capitalists, and we wanted to keep these ideas alive.
And security and freedom.
Sure. The cypherpunks didn't market their ideas very well. They distributed them over email lists. So we're trying to create a nice home for them on the web and provide some modern commentary on Bitcoin that draws on ideas from Austrian economics. So some articles that I've written are, I'm hoarding Bitcoins and no, you can't have any. I love Bitcoin's volatility. Just go on our site and you can read all of that. And of course, the original cypherpunk articles.
And the site is?
NakamotoInstitute.org.
NakamotoInstitute.org.
Yes.
Oh. And tell us what you've enjoyed about this conference. Because I think you have enjoyed it.
I enjoyed speaking at it. And I enjoyed meeting Nick Szabo and Paul Rosenberg, who are two bona fide cypherpunks.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I really enjoyed getting to meet you after our, online exchange. And I look forward to reading what you've written. And thanks for being on.
Thank you. I enjoyed meeting you, too. And I enjoyed putting a face on the conversations we've had on Twitter.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks so much, Daniel. I do appreciate it. You know, Michelle, like Daniel, there are so many brilliant people here. You get to read Daniel's papers online. You'll find out so much valuable information about, cryptography and the cypherpunk movement that sort of created, in many ways, the security we have on the Internet today. If you use HTTPS, if you use everybody uses it if they're going online, much of the security that we have was created by these guys back in the day, and it's just amazing to be around them all.
Yes, and now we have someone with us who just is joining us. He flew in from New York, and I have actually met Aaron three years ago?
About 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, at a Bitcoin meetup that was in Chinatown.
Yeah, we were part of the first New York Bitcoin meetup, and it was actually the largest in the world for a little while.
Aaron, if your last name is pronounced Zucker?
Zerker.
Zerker.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Like a berserker.
You. Yeah, like a berserker.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to introduce you, but I couldn't exactly.
That's okay.
So, Aaron Zerker.
Yeah.
And you, so tell us where you're from, what you're doing.
I'm from New York. I went to NYU, and I stayed in New York full-time afterwards. My background's in biomedical sciences. I worked for Cornell for about 2 years in their microbiology department. And during that time, I was working on a couple projects with proteins, and I also got involved with the Folding at Home project, which was kind of a predecessor to Bitcoin.
Folding at Home.
Yeah. It was a program that was run on computers and on gaming systems that basically folded proteins in random assortments, in a random pattern.
And then spoke about this on Free Talk Live. So what you would do is you'd provide people a game to play, and in the process of that game, they did work?
It's sort of a game. It has some visualizations and interactive features, but it would mainly it's mainly a random processor, kind of like Bitcoin,
yep,
that just randomly generates protein patterns.
Okay.
So this is a decentralized network, and everyone was contributing to the centralized database that cancer researchers then used those proteins that were found to apply to their sciences. So this was one of the first decentralized networks around, and that really keyed me into to Bitcoin, because I was reading the same forums, and the idea just propagated across the network. And I said, okay, well, if we could incentivize people to fold proteins with money, then it would happen so much quicker.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of proteins getting folded, right?
Exactly.
It wouldn't even have to be much either. I mean, if you're
not at all.
I mean, you know, if you're a few pennies an hour, if their machine was turned on doing this stuff, then that would be, you know, people would do that.
Yeah. So that immediately got me into Bitcoin mining, and I created my own rig, started mining just basic Litecoin and Bitcoin very early on in 2011.
Okay. So at that time, you you could just use a PC to mine Bitcoin. Now you need, I think it, they said the number was 50,000 times more difficult than it's an insane
exponential growth.
Right.
So basically back in the day, it was just a PC with a couple GPUs that you could just mine on very low cost, and you'd actually make a decent profit. So when that kind of petered out, I started trading, and my trading really got to the point where everything was very algorithmically designed, and everything was very patterned.
Okay.
So I believe that I could create an automated system off of it, and I formed my first company to create automated systems that basically sit on top of a Bitcoin exchange and trade for a person.
Okay, yeah, I've experienced that.
That's what you were doing when I met you,
absolutely.
I think, right?
So I've been doing this for about the last 3 years.
Making money with math.
Absolutely. I think that's the entire...
Not just making money with math, but Aaron, how old are you?
I'm 26.
It is so fantastic. I mean, I just really enjoy the fact that we were talking earlier before you came out about the level of intelligence amongst this group of people here.
And because it's online, there's no the gateway to entry. But many 26-year-olds have a very difficult time making what they're worth because the gateways are put by, you know, so the old guard for making money. But when you're online, people aren't looking at how old you are.
Yeah, definitely. Even though I got my start in person circles, I definitely agree with that. But I really think this industry, because it was so young, it didn't have the real incumbents sitting at the
absolutely.
Top of the industry, and people with really good ideas could easily enter into the playing field and get funding and actually flourish. Whereas a lot of other industries, if you're my age, you're really starting at the bottom, no matter what your ideas are.
So, as trying to give you a compliment,
thank you.
Aaron,
thank you so much.
Really impressed with how you've conducted yourself the last 3 years and your ambition and your rigorous commitment to excellence and everything. And I think it's representational of the Bitcoin community as I know it and as I have known it. Not about what's on the news or whatever, mainstream, or on the cover of Bloomberg or The Economist. Now blockchain is a thing on The Economist as of today. So my experience has been with people like you and like Mark, who have impeccable integrity and are really trying to make a go out of this.
Yeah, I think the headlines a lot of the time are focused on some of the more tragic aspects of Bitcoin and where it goes wrong.
Tragedy sells.
Yeah.
Yep.
So some of the smaller companies that are just humming along and trying to make a little bit of profit for the average everyday user, they don't get as much coverage. But I think that's what the majority of Bitcoin is, and I think that really came from those small groups and those small meetups that really
spread
that.
Yes. And so,
hold on just a second. Aaron, you have a trading program that people use to trade Bitcoins and potentially make money. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
I want to talk to you about that just a little bit more here in just a moment.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live is coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. I have learned a great deal in the last 2 days, had a great time here in Las Vegas, and we'll give more to you in a moment. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Mark Edge.
Michelle Seven.
Coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. You can find out more at bitcoininvestor.com. All the speeches will be up there in, well, should be 2, 3, maybe 4 days. They're going to work on it, get them processed for you. It's going to be great. It's like getting the whole event without having to travel or pay for it. So,
except that there is a video up that Thomas Hunt from Mad Bitcoins put up yesterday on YouTube of Nick Szabo's speech that he gave. So that is available on YouTube right now.
What would people search for? Just Nick Szabo?
No, go to Mad Bitcoins YouTube channel.
Okay.
YouTube channel. Yeah.
Oh. That'll be an interesting video, and I definitely enjoyed the conversation between Nick and Dr. Wright, which will also probably be on YouTube later in the week.
Aaron Zerker sitting in with us, and we were just talking about your... by the way, I want to tell everybody real quick. If you want archives of Free Talk Live, if you want to hear yesterday's show, all you have to do is go to freetalklive.com. We have archives available going back for 10 years at archives.freetalklive.com. Other shows, they charge you for the archives. Free Talk Live, we give them away because we want you to have the content. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Aaron, you were telling us about your program you have that allows people to do trading in bitcoins and other, I assume, cryptocurrencies to potentially make money. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd liken it mostly to what traditionally would be called a managed account.
Okay.
So what happens is a investor would place bitcoins on a major exchange such as Bitfinex, Kraken, BTCe, or a couple of the other ones that we work with. Then they would create a specialized key inside of that exchange account, that they give to us, and that gives us permission to trade in their name.
Okay.
We facilitate all this through our website, coinado.com.
Coinado?
Coinado, yep, C-O-I-N-A-D-O. And we report all our analytics, every trade we make, and every historical piece of data, such as balances per day, bitcoins held per day, all across the entire span of that account's life, onto that website, so that you can see a full analytics of your account over its history.
So, what kind of successes have you had with this? I mean, you know, obviously people are going to want to know. You know, if they're turning it over to a computer program to do their trading, they're going to want to know: does it work? Does it make money?
Absolutely. This is the second. This is the second iteration of our company.
Okay.
The first was a private company that basically arbitraged a group of $250,000, and in the first year, it was 2011 to 2012. We returned over 40%.
Those are good numbers.
Those are great numbers for arbitrage. And so we're currently only about 3 months into live production of Coinado. We've been seeing similar numbers, but we're kind of having to have to wait the full year out before we're going to report real solid numbers.
So would this be called a beta?
It's a live program, but we're really only able to report what we've already traded. So okay. We'd be able to report those numbers. They're in line with what we had done in 2011, 2012. But until a real year passes, we wouldn't be able to say this is what we did in 1 year.
So real quick, two things. Do you can I redeem in any currency that I want?
So let me make one thing really clear: is that at no point are you giving us Bitcoin. You're giving the exchanges Bitcoin, and it's staying in your control the entire time.
So you don't hold my private keys.
I never hold your private keys, and I never have your passwords to your Bitcoin exchange
so
account,
you can't
or the
steal
ability,
from me.
Or the ability to withdraw from your account, absolutely,
okay.
Or the ability to deposit to your account for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to give you the ability to deposit from my account.
I know a lot of people would.
This is one thing I've always wondered when it comes to banks. You want my signature for me to put money into my account?
Exactly.
I do hereby authorize anyone to put money into my bank account.
Yes.
Here, let me sign that.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. Who needs a signature? Who needs authorization to put money into an account?
So it creates a nice barrier between us and the user to the point where they can just evaluate our returns, and if they like what they see, they continue using the service. If they don't, shutting us off is as easy as removing those API keys that you originally gave us, and they can be deleted immediately.
Yeah, relatively instantaneously. You make the decision, you go on the site, you log in, you go to the area where the API keys are.
Absolutely.
And you eliminate them, and then
yep.
The trading stops.
And the trading is right off.
Potentially, that could be done from, log on to, you could probably do that in 30 seconds.
Yeah. It would be very quick.
Yes.
So who's all involved in this? How many people do you have that are using the service, that kind of thing?
So we have about 30 clients right now.
Mm-hmm.
We initially raised around $300,000.
Who's we?
Coinado?
So Coinado is a subsidiary of a company called Mercury Digital Partners. We are a small group of traders from New York and one programmer from Texas who have put together this trading program. Two of my advisors were from Morgan Stanley, and they basically found me running my private company, and they decided that we might be able to take this to a larger scale, to a larger audience.
What is the so you say you have about 30 clients currently, and this is 3 months in. What is the sort of, I mean, people are probably asking, well, I only have 5 bitcoins, or they have some small amount.
Yeah.
Is there a number that somebody has to have in order to participate?
Absolutely not. We actually set this up in a way that we believe everyone should have access to it, because I think it's a real tool that people need to have Bitcoin to compete with the people brokering Bitcoin, because they're using tools like this every day. And if you're trading on your own and you're not able to use this tool, you're going to be at a very large disadvantage. That's kind of what my speech was about during the talk.
I didn't get to see it.
Oh, that's okay.
There was a snafu here. Setting.
That's fine. It'll probably be online as well.
That's the truth, yes.
So to answer your question, there is no limits to how much you can put on. I believe trading on any of these exchanges starts at $5, so that's probably the limit.
Okay. And what's the cost? I mean, obviously you're not rolling out a company and not bringing in revenue. How
yes.
does it work?
So it's free to use until you make a profit on the through our system, and then we charge a percentage of the profit. The percentages charge is a sliding scale between 20% and 40%. Of what you, depending on your investment.
Okay.
40% is a little high.
It is a little high.
It doesn't have enough competition. That's the problem.
There is no competition right now for our service. And also you have to realize that in an arbitrage service, you're really you're risking a very, very low percentage of your initial capital. So if we're able to eke out a couple percent from that at a zero risk or maybe very low risk scenario, it kind of redeems a higher split for the return.
Yeah, I ultimately what we're talking about here is bitcoins that you didn't have before, and when you're talking about arbitrage, like you said, the risk is low because are you trading between platforms? Is that what's happening?
Correct. So we're the four platforms I mentioned. We have Bitfinex, Bitstamp, BTCe, and Kraken. We're hoping to add two or three more in the next couple months. Possibly some of the Chinese exchanges, which are currently going through lots of volume right now. You're able to distribute money through any of them, and then our system evaluates your position on every single exchange and places them all into an overall trading strategy.
You said that people put money on, say, an exchange. You had mentioned Bitfinex, BTCe, Bitstamp maybe. I can't remember all the ones you mentioned.
Kraken, yes.
Kraken. Do they put bitcoins on just one exchange, or do they have to open up an account on every one of these exchanges?
They have to open an account on at least two.
Okay.
So they can open an account on all four, and that we work that way, but the minimum is two.
What do people find? Have you found that people prefer? Do you prefer one exchange over another? What are your thoughts as far as exchanges go?
I currently use. I'm a client on the system. I currently use all four.
You liked it so much, you're using it.
I am using it. I have a lot of my money on it. I currently use all four. I have a little bit of an uneven distribution to them. I put more money on some of the exchanges and less on others. And we advise people on how to allocate if they're asking us, or they can decide on their own and make, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's their decision because they're placing the money. But in terms of preferences, I usually go with the most reputable. I'll place the most money on. And as far as I think, you know, if there's reputation issues or legal issues or geographical issues, I'll remove some funds from those exchanges and weight them a little less in my overall portfolio.
So what builds reputation in one of these exchanges?
I'd say longevity builds reputation. I'd say the ability to comply with large amounts of geographical locations in the world, such as the United States, China. The other things that come into play are have they ever defrauded an investor? Have they treated their...
That sounds important to me.
Yeah, have they treated their customers well? One of the things I hope to do over the next couple of months through mercurydigitalpartners.com, which is our parent website, is to start writing a review of all the exchanges that we currently provide service for. So we'd be able to provide basic information that's publicly or already publicly available, but to aggregate it so that our users can know exactly who they're dealing with when they're dealing with an exchange.
And are you doing business with any of these exchanges that are, have had some kind of fraud issue? I mean, I haven't heard of any fraud issues with these exchanges.
No.
Okay, great. And where can folks go to find out more?
Coinado.com.
Coinado.com. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, Aaron Zerker.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at WebCurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit WebCurfew.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.